This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. The United Nations top human rights official says the proliferation of crises brought on by conflict, climate change, poverty, and discrimination are eroding people's fundamental rights and freedoms and threatening the stability of nations worldwide. Volker Turk, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, told delegates attending the UN Human Rights Council Tuesday that a quarter of humanity is living today in places affected by violent conflict, and it is civilians who suffer the most, including in Ukraine.
The war in Ukraine has led to civilian casualties and destruction of a shocking magnitude. The rights of Ukrainians will be harmed for generations to come, and the war's impact on fuel and food prices, as well as geopolitical tensions, are impacting negatively on people in every region of the world.
The invasion of Ukraine more than a year ago led to Russia being suspended from the UN Human Rights Council. Russia's defense minister said Tuesday that capturing the eastern Ukrainian city of Bakhmut was important to launching offensive operations deeper in the region, while Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky pledged to keep fighting for Bakhmut. Russian Defense Chief Sergei Shoigu called Bakhmut an important defensive hub for Ukrainian forces as he spoke to military officials and said capturing it would allow Russian troops to push deep into Ukraine's defensive lines. In his nightly address on Monday, Zelensky said his military commanders unanimously supported not withdrawing from Bakhmut, which has been the site of 3 months of fierce fighting. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said Monday that if Russian troops managed to seize control of the eastern Ukrainian city, it would not represent a decisive shift in the conflict. This is VOA News. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba on Tuesday called for the International Criminal Court to launch an investigation into a video circulating on social media appearing to show the killing of a Ukrainian soldier by Russian troops. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
The 12-second video shows a man in Ukrainian army fatigues standing in a woods, appearing to speak to people behind the camera. He can be heard reciting Ukraine's battle cry, "Glory to Ukraine," before he is hit by gunfire and falls into a shallow hole. In a video statement provided by Ukraine's foreign ministry, Kuleba says the video is evidence of a war crime.
A Ukrainian man was clearly murdered simply for expressing his Ukrainian identity and love for his homeland. It is a war crime and a violation of the Geneva Conventions and international humanitarian law to kill unarmed prisoners of war.
The authenticity of the video has not been verified, nor any details about the people, date, and incident it claims to show. Russian officials have made no comment about the clip. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
A massive explosion inside a busy neighborhood building in Bangladesh's capital has killed at least 18 people and injured dozens, officials said Tuesday, after two other similar fatal explosions in the country recently. Police said the combined death toll from the three explosions now stands at 28. The sudden explosion inside a building in Dhaka's Siddiq Bazar area on Tuesday evening rocked the neighborhood amid traffic congestion next to the roadside semi-commercial seven-story structure. Japan's space agency has intentionally destroyed an H-3 rocket moments after launch because the ignition for the second stage failed. No damages or injuries were reported. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
An earlier H-3 launch was aborted due to a separate glitch. Tuesday's failure was a setback for Japan's space program and possibly for its missile detection program. The rocket was carrying an Earth observation satellite and an Mfert sensor developed to monitor missile activity. The H-3 rocket soared into the sky from the launch center in southern Japan as fans cheered, but it was later destroyed because the glitch meant it couldn't complete its mission. The Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency said the rocket was unsafe and had to be destroyed. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
The Biden administration is considering detaining migrant families who cross into the United States illegally as it prepares to end COVID-19 restrictions at the U.S.-Mexico border. That's according to four U.S. officials familiar with the plans. It would be a major reversal after the U.S. in late 2021 stopped holding families in detention facilities. The administration has been increasingly moved to restrict migrants as it faces a growing number of people coming to the U.S.-Mexico border. Marissa Melton, VOA News.